All right, I had to pull this photo up, and I had to pull two of my favorite teammates on the planet into the EQC studio, and we're going to kick it off. Check out this photo right now. Check this out. Look at this. This is the backpack burning. I've got Eric O'Flaherty, 10-plus years in the big leagues. Brandon Morrow, 10-plus years in the big leagues. They both started their major league career right here in Seattle, and now teammates with Felix. But hey, guys, listen, I want to talk about the photo, the backpack, the burning of the backpack. By the way, Roland Smith, lose some pounds, would you? Jeez, I'm looking huge.
Strong.
You guys remember this moment?
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, I hated that backpack.
Yeah, it was
that was back in, back in the glory days. We had some Sean White in there, too. I remember that. The look on my face when I'm looking at the backpack, too, I was kind of worried. I was like, because, look, Brandon Morrow, we know you were like the golden child. Let's get real. Eric O'Flaherty, right? You were 7-0, I think, that year.
Yes, sir. Earned every
But
one
I'm looking
them.
At that going, man, I'm going to get released. I'm going to get DFA'd. I thought I was going to get in trouble for burning the backpack on the field. Were you guys, whose idea was that? Do you guys remember?
It's either mine or Brandon's, I think.
Sure, I hated that thing. I carried that all over the country.
It could have been Mark Lowe, right?
I don't know if Lowe was there because he'd hurt his elbow.
Yeah, he wasn't there that year. He was still recovering from Tommy John or whatever the crazy surgery.
Yeah, okay.
Microfracture.
It was so much worse then, too, because I had to take that backpack if I went to the mall. Anywhere I went, if a veteran saw me outside of the hotel room without that backpack, I was going to get crushed. I even forgot it one time at the hotel, and I was riding to we were staying in like West Covina or something. It's like a 40-minute drive to the park with traffic, and I realized like halfway there I was riding with Mark Lowe. I realized halfway there I didn't have it, and I said, "Dude, what should I do?" He goes, "You have to come to the field with that thing." So I had to ride all the way to the field with him, and these are those taxi limos that are like $200 for a ride. I rode all the way to the field with him, dropped him off, rode all the way back in traffic to get this backpack, and then back to the field again just to not get destroyed by the vets.
You probably saved yourself
and
a good crushing.
And you better have this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The snacks in that thing as well, right? Like you had to have the premier snacks in that thing as well. I remember.
Yep.
I remember like we had, you know, back then we're talking, you know, in the bullpen there was Chris Reitzman. He was cool. I don't know if you remember him. He was cool. JJ, he was cool with me, but you know what? If you weren't bringing it with that backpack, man, I'm telling you, he was going to give it to you.
I was scared to death of Soriano.
I didn't play with him.
You didn't?
I didn't play with him.
Oh, he's actually
great. Mateo in there for a little while, though. I didn't want
to. Oh, Mateo.
I didn't want him to yell at me about the backpack.
That's right. Yep.
Times have changed. Times have changed, fellas. They really have. Now, you guys, first of all, I mentioned the fact you guys had way longer careers than me. So you guys were around that 17, 2018, around that time. When did the rookie – I mean, again, obviously you guys weren't rookies, so you didn't quite feel it. But when did that drop off? I mean, did it drop off in your last couple of years in the big leagues, or was it still hovering around then?
15, 16, 17.
Yeah,
I think teams just,
what happened? What was the difference?
I think teams just realized how important it was for those guys to be comfortable and how important they were to the teams. You still would, you know, there are still some rules. Don't sit on the couch if, you know, Chipper needs a seat or something. But it wasn't like it was when we came up. We weren't even allowed in the training room or to sit on a couch ever. You have to be the last in the food line. Like a lot of that stuff went away. And I think the teams just kind of saw the effect of guys playing better because they were more comfortable.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. All right, now speaking of salty veterans, I felt like, and we were talking before you guys jumped on too, the fact that Felix, right? So Felix is starting to, you know, come around Seattle more often, which is great. Yeah. I love it when you see some of these legends come back. Like you saw Griffey slowly start to come back. You know, obviously Edgar's always been around. He was a hitting coach here for a little bit. But seeing Felix, he came back. The one and only Mariners playoff game, he came in through the first pitch. That was a big surprise. Then he had the Hall of Fame last year. And then he was hanging out at opening day, like leading into opening day. So it's good to see him come back around. But we were talking the fact that he's actually younger than us.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like that, right? He got to the big leagues. And, you know, I get it. His nickname was King Felix, and for good reason, before he even really did anything in the big leagues, because he had that kind of presence. But I got to ask you guys now, Eric, you got up before us. You got up in, what, 06,
yep.
right? Okay, so he was a 19-year-old in 2005. In 2006, if you remember, walking in the clubhouse, and there was so much focus on Felix because he was so good, but was he still getting the rookie treatment just like you were in 2006, or was he already kind of like pushed, like pardoned a little bit at that point?
He was definitely safer. Yeah, you know, I mean, like they'd get on him and stuff, but nobody was going to ride him too hard because I think everybody understood how special he was and that he was going to be there for a long time. And, you know, yeah, number one prospect in the system. And this was back when, you know, not a lot of pitchers threw 97, 98 with his curveball. So I think everybody kind of understood how important he was. And it was more like little brother stuff, you know, with him, the way they treated him versus some of us. Like if you're a rookie nobody's ever heard of and you're a relief pitcher, you haven't even been in big league camp, like you're just, you're a target.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. And by the way, too, I remember, speaking of Felix, because just a couple of years before that, I played A-ball with him. And I never forget. And you guys, well, look, Brandon, it took you, you know, 3 days to get to the big league. So you didn't have the same minor league journey, I'll say, as me and Eric, right? But so he gets to, I think he was 18. He's in high A, like advanced A. That was in the Cal League. It's now Everett. But I think he went from Everett, he skipped over short low A and went straight to high A back when it was like that. And I remember he makes that team, and you had that like salty coach or those players. Oh, he's too young to be here. Oh, he's going to get owned. And I'm like, no, he's not. It was ridiculous. Like here he is, this, and he was a kid to me because I mean I'm older than him.
Yep.
And he's just flat out dominating. And then he goes to double A, and then sure enough, as we all know, he goes straight to the big leagues. And even then, everyone's like, oh, this kid is too young, and everyone's, you know, they call him the king. And it was so funny. Everyone still had that kind of mentality with him, even though he was so dominant. Because, man, like, he was just different. And I know, Eric, you bumped into him for a second, right, in the minor leagues. And then literally a couple years later, you mentioned the fact you're in the big leagues. When with him, what was your relationship like with him from the get-go and by the time you left Seattle? Your last year in Seattle was 2008. Do you feel like you had a good relationship with Felix? Even though he was – and the reason I'm asking this is because it's weird, man. He's younger than you. Yeah. So you feel like you had that seniority, but it's Felix Hernandez. Like, what was your relationship like with him as teammates?
He was always kind of just larger than life. You know, I mean, he knew how good he was. But at the same time, we got along, and I'd actually see him – randomly throughout Bellevue, you know, driving, see him at the mall. I saw him at LA Fitness playing in a pickup game one time. You know, like I would just run into him randomly, and he was always cool. And he didn't have to, you know. Sometimes I wouldn't see him. He'd come over and say hi to me and catch up. But he was the first guy I saw throw in pro ball. So I signed, did my physical, and I wasn't in uniform, so I had to sit behind I had to sit in the bleachers where the guys were doing the gun and the books. And he's the first guy I see throw. So I'm like, let me see what these pro ball guys are doing. He's sitting 97 throwing a curveball that's breaking 3 feet. And guys are swinging and missing it by 2 feet. And I watched it and I called my dad that night. And I was like, if this is what the guys here do, I'm not going to be in this. Like, I have no shot. But luckily, you know, the next couple of days you get the normal rookie ball games where guys are throwing stuff off the backstop and walking everybody. And I was like, all right, maybe I can make it.
All right, so hold on. So two things. I want to get to the basketball in a second because I want to know more details on that. So you're saying, so you rock up and you signed out of high school or college?
High school.
Okay. So you signed out of high school, rock up. Dude, and now first of all, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I came from Australia. And I haven't seen a field manicured the way it was on the Peoria Sports Complex. Yeah. But if I see Felix Hernandez, I'm doing the same thing, mate. Back then, this would have been back in the day, straight back to the payphone, calling mum, saying, hey, mum, get me a flight out of here.
Yep.
So he was the first dude you saw throwing. Yeah. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
and I was just
unreal.
I'd maybe seen one guy throw 91 in my life because I'm playing up here in the Northwest where, you know, baseball's not like it is in Texas, California, Florida.
Yeah.
So I've seen one guy throw 91, and the first dude I see in pro ball is Felix, and I was just like, I got no shot. This is stupid. I should just go home now.
All right. So LA Fitness pickup game. What? Hold on. So he's, first of all, as you guys know, like you wouldn't dare. And what's that?
Scouting report on Felix's basketball game. What kind of bags he got?
I think I got him. I think I could get him. I think he's a love of the game guy.
I didn't see a lot of pickup hoops in Venezuela when we were there for a month and a half.
No, he loves it, though.
Did the guys who were playing with, did they know, like, they knew who he was? Like, what year in his career was this?
This was, like, 2014 or 15. Like, he's well-established. He's the man in Seattle. You're kidding. Yeah.
And what, the guys he was playing with just didn't know who he was?
I don't know. I mean, I would go do it for a workout, you know, just shoot hoops for like a half hour on like an easy cardio day rather than just jog on a treadmill. And I go up and I look in the gym, like, damn it, there's a pickup game going on again. And I look and I see this neck tat and I'm like, is that Felix? I look and he's posting somebody up. Just, you know, trying like a hook shot or something.
Were they going shirts, no shirts?
Nah, just normal pickup game.
Oh man. Oh, I love it. That's awesome. Now, again, like, you know, back during, there's no way he would have mentioned. Oh, you know what? He probably would have. I wouldn't have. I would have been too scared to be like, oh yeah, I just go shoot hoops in the off season. He would have been like, no, I'm going heli skiing. I don't care. Like, what are they going to do? Yeah,
pretty much.
Now, Brandon, you came up in 07, or you made the team in 07. I noticed something, man, with Felix, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but 2007, I felt like he was, you know, I get it. He's the king, and I felt like he took himself super seriously and, like, was all business. And then when Carlos Silva, you remember that signing, Carlos Silva in 2008, he rolls in. Now, Carlos Silva, man, he had a terrible time here in Seattle. We all know that, right? And people are probably rolling their eyes. But he did something, I feel like, to feel. He just chilled Felix out. I mean, they started being clowns in the dugout, if you remember. Do you feel the same way? Like, do you feel like he was different? He was different with me, man. Like, I went from being in the bullpen, and then you and I, you know, we're in the rotation, so it's a little bit different relationship. But I felt like he was way more chilled, way more cooler with everyone when he had, like, Carlos Silva there, because they were acting like clowns all the time, in a good way. You know what I mean?
I've been taking the pressure off him. Just, like, Carlos came in, he was like Felix's big brother, you know, and he was having such a good time, and then pulling in Felix along with him definitely loosened up the vibe in there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just, you know, it's funny when teammates do that, but he was so different. And, you know, Carlos was the man, dude. He was great. He was great with me. I know he was struggling, so he wasn't having a great time, but I just feel like the whole thing you see, like, with Felix and Beltre, that was kind of like the real version of him.
Yeah.
And I feel like it kind of started in 2008. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it takes a while to get comfortable up there, no matter who you are. I mean, there's so much hype around Felix. Felix was like LeBron coming up, man. You know, even like before I was drafted by the Mariners or affiliated with anybody, I know who Felix was. Everybody knew who Felix was. There was so much hype coming up, and it really was like the next coming of, you know, Cy Young.
Yeah, that was Baseball America was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in every article.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, the baseball. Yeah, the actual, like, printout. Yeah. Do they still have the printout, Baseball America? I'm pretty sure they do.
Maybe.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Hey, I remember the Bible when you were in the minors.
Yeah.
It was, man. It was. Hey, I remember. I'm not going to name names. Maybe I might. I don't know. I'm tossing up in my head. We had a catcher, a big prospect catcher. You guys might be able to do the math. We're in Double A. He looks through, and you know how, like, they have, like, each team's report, right? Baseball America back in the day. And they had, like, you know, top prospects, who to watch, or whatever it was. He goes saying, as soon as they put the 20 copies in the clubhouse down on the table, he comes in, grabs one, goes straight to the Mariners thing. He's not mentioned. He rips it in half. I'm sitting there like, are you serious? I'm not going to name names, but that's how it was, man. The Baseball America. Felix was all over that Baseball America. Yep. That is for sure. Where does he rank? Now, Eric, you played. I mean, you played with so many good players. So did you, Brandon. And you guys had such good careers, extended your careers well beyond your time in Seattle. It was so fun to watch you guys play. And hopefully, as this season gets on and the top step gets moving along, we get to dive into so many more stories, because there's so many more. I know there is. But with Felix, where does he rank? Like, if you were to think, guys you play with, guys you got to watch, obviously not just not just anyone you watch on TV, but a guy you got to be around and watch how they go about, you know, their business or watch how they get out of a fourth inning or whatever. Where would Felix rank in regards to, you know, say, if you had to pick some guys that you played with, where would he rank? And give me some other names.
I think it's hard because I didn't see Felix. I wasn't teammates with him anymore when everything clicked. You know, but as far as talent goes, I don't know if I saw another pitching prospect in my career that had the potential he had. And he obviously lived up to it and had some great seasons, but he was still figuring it out when we were teammates. You know, he'd have that one game where he'd be locked in and he'd strike out 12, and then another game where maybe he's struggling with control and trying to get through it. And I think for him, when everything changed was when he came up with that changeup. And it was crazy because when I went to Oakland, they were still talking about their plan against him. And it was like, nobody swing at anything below mid thigh. Because his fastball and his changeup looked so alike, then that changeup would just fall off the table, that was the only way they could even battle against him. So I never got to see him. You know, I never got to watch him on a daily basis with that. But as far as prospects, I mean, the Braves had Tommy Hansen, who was throwing similar velocities, Craig Kimbrell, but he was a reliever. I can't think of a better pitching prospect I saw in my lifetime.
Yeah. Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, I got to see Felix put it together a little bit in 09. I think that was probably when things started to click for him, and you could see it, and you can see it in the numbers for sure. I mean, I think he made the All-Star team that year. I think he was up in the Cy Young voting, and things started to come together for him. I think the only person that I played with whose career I could rank ahead of Felix is Kershaw, obviously. Other than that, I don't think there's anybody I played with that I would rank having a better career. There's guys that you might say had a better fastball, better, maybe not a better curveball, but, you know, Felix put it together and, you know, best collection of stuff I've probably seen.
Yeah, plus he had like that presence about him too, man. He could, that was the separator for me. Like, you watch some good pitches or whatever it may be. And again, a bunch of dudes have it. But that was the difference, Brandon. You mentioned it. Like, some guys may have something, maybe a little filthier breaking ball, whatever. But, like, you know, you're on the East Coast. It's starting to get loud. Walk, base hit, fifth inning. He's on the ropes. He just slows everything down. And he's like, no, you're on my time. Yep. That was the difference, I think, with Felix. The other thing, too, you know, Eric, you mentioned earlier, because I remember when he was coming up, threw gas, big, like, kind of more of a 12-6 breaking ball. But then he kind of found that changer. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everything started just moving all over the place. And it's funny because people are like, oh, he just threw a cutter. And you talk to guys who catch him, like, no, it's not a cutter or a sinker. He just throws it. Sometimes it goes this way, sometimes it goes that way. But he kind of like morphed into like a different dude too. All right, I'm trying to think of what years that was. It was
11, 12.
You won the Cy Young, what? Yeah, 12, 13. Lost a little bit of velo. And then everything was just straight moving. And that changeup was hard too, man. Like, and everyone was like, oh, you know, the he doesn't have that. And this is right when guys are really starting to measure ball behavior too. And everyone was talking about, he doesn't have that big speed differential on that changeup. It's like, are you kidding? It doesn't matter. That thing is just, the movement on that bad boy is filthy. Yeah. But you're right, man. What years was it when you got that changeup? I'm trying to remember.
It must have been 11, 12. Because
he was just straight. Yeah, you're right. There. Yeah, that's right. He started to transition into – yeah, more of that dude. But, man, he was fun to watch. That is for sure. Guys, this was fun. Hopefully you can come back and join me again, tell some stories. I know you got a bunch of stories, whether they're in Seattle, whether they're in, you know, for Brandon, you were with the Cubs, the Dodgers. Eric, you were the Braves for a long time, the A's. Who else were you, the Mets?
Mets, I don't really want to talk about that. And a little bit of spring training with the Pirates. The Braves were my good years. We'll just focus on that.
Well, let's stick around and dive in. No, I'm That's kidding. And Brandon Morrow, the big trade to the Blue Jays. I remember that was my time. What am I thinking? That was after 2009. That's right. Then your career. You guys, it's funny, man. Your careers just went, just skyrocketed. Mine just fell off a cliff around that time.